Hello and welcome to the RZERC teleconference held on 18th February 2020. Dwayne, over to you.
All right, thanks. So thanks everyone for making the February meeting. We'll start off with a roll call for the record. Daniel, you want to do that? Go ahead.
ICANN board, Kaveh Ranjbar. I see
present.
He's present. PTI, Kim Davies.
I'm here.
ESSAC, Jeff Houston.
I'm here.
RSAC, Brad Baird, not on the line yet. ASO, Carlos Martinez.
Here.
IETF, Jim Reed.
Yep.
GNSO, Registry Stakeholder Group, Howard Eland.
Yes, ma'am.
And then VeriSign as the Root Zone Maintainer, Dwayne Wessels.
Yes, Dwayne's here.
And I note that the CCNSO rep, Peter Koch, has submitted his apologies. And for staff, we have myself, Danielle Rutherford.
All right. Thank you very much. So today, this should be a pretty short agenda. I've got a few just administrative items to go over. Minutes, previous emails, that we'll do the update on the chair selection. And then we've got a couple of potential work items still to discuss and any other business. Does anyone have any proposed changes to the agenda at this time? Okay, I guess not. Thank you. So Danielle sent out the minutes from our January meeting. Hopefully everyone had a chance to look at those, and I didn't see any proposed changes come through. So if there's any anything to discuss about the minutes, now would be a good time. Otherwise, we will take them as approved and have them posted to the website. Any comments about the minutes?
Not for me. They're okay.
All right, thank you. So Danielle, you can have those posted as soon as possible. That would be great. one of the things from the last call was there was a request to send out sort of the results of our exercise from 2017. And since we had considered that some of those topics a little bit sensitive, that was sent to the RZERC members individually. Hopefully everyone received those, and I just wanted to give a little chance for anyone to, first of all, if you didn't receive those, please speak up. And if there was any questions about that, or if that was sufficient for what we were looking for. Any comments about the exercise from 2017? Jeff?
Actually, I found it unusually informative. I think it describes in far more practical terms what folk think is this kind of scope of this particular work party. And I, for one, think it was actually a useful exercise. I could quibble with a few sort of ins and outs, but quite frankly, I think overall it was a good piece of work, and I appreciated the reminder. 2 years hasn't changed things much, has it? Thanks.
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
It's just an observation, Dwayne, but I think it might be useful whenever there's a significant change in the composition of RZERC that RZERC maybe goes through this exercise again. Maybe the circumstances have changed. They clearly haven't changed all that much in the last couple of years. And also it'd be useful also for new members of RZERC, like Jeff, to get a copy of that document just to say, this is our current understanding of what stuff we think is in and out of scope.
Sure, yeah, that's a good idea. All right, so thanks everyone for that. Next, let's get an update on the chair election from Danielle. Do you have any news for us? Or So I submitted my nomination. I don't know if anyone else did.
I did not receive any other nominations for the chair. So according to the operational procedures, we can now vote by affirmation on the call to re-elect Dwayne as the official chair through March 2021.
That's fine with me, of course. Anyone want to discuss this before we move to a formal vote? The procedures do say to vote by acclamation during the call, right? Not on the list.
So if there's only one nomination for the chair, we can vote by affirmation on the call. I do note that we have two members absent. So we can also put out an anonymous 7-day poll on the list to receive votes from everybody on the list.
Okay. I think that might be good, again, due to the absentees. Is everyone okay with that?
I don't think we need to vote. There's only one candidate. Why don't we just say Dwayne's it and be done with it?
The two absent people can't change an affirmation online here. It can't overturn because the majority of the quorum of the group is actually here. So you can proceed right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay, that works for me. I will continue to serve as the chair for approximately one more year. And after that, somebody else needs to step up because I'll be term limited. So thanks everyone for that. Moving on to the schedule for the recurring meeting times. We have a doodle poll with something like six or so responses. The doodle poll lists a number of dates and times. If I remember correctly, the most popular dates were Tuesday at 1800 UTC and Tuesday at 1900 UTC. The poll does not specify which Tuesday. My suggestion is to do as we have done before, which is to go for the third Tuesday of the month. And really, we just need to settle on the specific time. The one reason it's a little bit cloudy is because I think, Howard, you had question marks in your in your responses.
Oh, sorry, that's because I originally voted and then I think we changed the poll.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Something yeah. happened there. So, Jeff, is how is this time for you?
This time is actually brilliant because when daylight saving shifts around, because we're UTC based, it's a 6 a.m. call that goes to a 5 a.m. call. I'm a happy little camper. If you move it an hour earlier, a 5 a.m. call, which I can do, becomes a 4 a.m. call, which kind of makes me grumpy. Yeah. So, you know, my preference is to keep at 1700 UTC for that reason. But I would well understand if someone else is really inconvenienced by that. You know, I'd grudgingly go to a 4 a.m. call, but I'd prefer not to.
You said 1700. Did you mean 1900?
I meant 1900. Sorry.
Okay.
So yeah. The 1900 call is my preference over the 1800. Yes.
Okay. How does that work for others? Any comments about a recurring meeting? 1900 UTC, third Tuesday of the month, to be canceled if Arzurk has nothing to talk about.
I would go with that, Dwayne.
Okay.
Although I prefer to have it the other way around about. The meeting only goes ahead if there's something to discuss.
Yeah.
So by default, they don't happen.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, either way, we're going to try to be very communicative and send out messages about whether there is a meeting or whether there is not a meeting. But I understand what you're saying. Okay. So we'll proceed with that. The only one I'm sort of concerned about is Peter's, because I know he's missed the last two meetings now, and I hope that this time works okay for him. He didn't fill in the poll either, so we'll hear from.
In my opinion, he just has to suck it up.
Yeah. Yes, there is some truth to that. So okay, we'll proceed with that plan, third Tuesday of the month at 1900. UTC going forward, and I'll ask Danielle to please send out a standing calendar invite, just so that it's on everyone's calendars, and we don't forget it or don't get other things scheduled this time. All right, moving on to potential work items. On our last meeting, we had discussed signing of rootservers.net. There hasn't been any movement on this since then. I guess one of the things that we should talk about is, what would we like to see as a next step? Really, this is probably a proposal that needs to come from either myself or Brad, I would say. Brad hasn't been on the calls either, but so we can write up something more formal and throw it to the group for discussion. Alternatively, we could consider doing as is done in other RSEC groups, which is to form a work party. So I'd like to hear people's thoughts on how best to proceed for this, and I guess the other one, work party or something formal from the member. Jeff?
I think we need to do something formal. If we get a proposal in from RSAC or the root server operators on this topic, I think then we make a decision about how we think is best for RSAC to handle that. Maybe we form a work party, maybe we just discuss it amongst ourselves. But until there's something concrete in front of us, I don't think we can make a decision either way.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Jeff?
I don't see much point in forming a work party in a group that is this small. I actually believe that if the essence of the work party is to focus attention in a group of, I think it's eight or so folk, that focus is either there or it's not as the group. The work party won't add or detract from that. So I believe it doesn't need a work party. I think any kind of consideration like that requires a rationale as to why this is better than not, and the overheads in doing that, who has to do work and what it entails, and then a clear conclusion as to whether the effort's worth the benefit. And to my mind, that's not a lot of work. So I think let's just do it as a group from either, some other drafted input or whatever is appropriate to bring the work item into the group.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, so I will take an action to to discuss this with Brad and see how he thinks we should proceed, whether this needs to come from VeriSign or RSEC or whatever, but I'll do that and get back to the group here. and similarly, regarding the here on the agenda, this says Zone MD. Previously, we talked about doing something a little bit more generalized, not necessarily referencing the specific internet draft, but rather talking about the need to secure zone data. With a mechanism to be determined. So again, since I brought this to the group, I feel like this is on me to write up something more formal and have something specific for us to consider. So I will also take that action item. Any last discussions about the work items before we proceed to the end of the agenda? Jeff.
Look at that last item when you write this up. I have a slight anxiety over incrementally adding load to the root zone maintenance operation. One more thing to sign. Oh, it's only one more thing to sign. Oh, it's only one more thing to sign. Now, I think I agree that zone MD is a really good idea, but it's one more thing. And I think at some point it's worthwhile noting, yes, we understand this, and we understand that if this trend continues, it does add to the fragility of the system, because in any of those one more things is missed, then what gets pushed out doesn't work. And so when looking at this, as well as the benefits, there is some slight consideration that this idea that we're heading towards a root zone that runs the risk of death of 1,000 cuts by simply adding little work items again and again and again to every maintenance update that happens. Now, like I said, I think this one's easy and it's a no-brainer, but it's worthwhile noting that, because at some point we may have something a little bit more substantive where the incremental load becomes a real consideration. That was all. Thanks.
So, Jeff, are you would you like to see, you know, whatever RZERC produces regarding this work item, would you like to see those sorts of words expressed in that work, or
yes.
Are you just making it? Okay.
No, I'd like to see it expressed in that work, because obviously this is not a decision-making body. And if you're going to sort of suggest more work, it's useful to understand the pros and cons of the suggestion of more work. Yep.
Okay. I got it. All right. Anything else? All right. Unless there's no more late additions to the agenda, we can adjourn. And we'll proceed with these work items and look for the meeting invite from Danielle. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Dwayne.